Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy comedy is in. As you can tell, no music to start, y'all. I'm doing them quick, man. I got some game on how to get these numbers up, man, how to keep y'all entertained, keep y'all posted on what's going on in your boy's life, man. I'm so excited to be here. It is 3 o'clock. Today is November 1st, man. November 1st, that means it's time to pay that rent, pay them bills. You know what I'm talking about? It's time to get it going, man. You know what I mean? Time to get everything moving. We heading into the end of the year, y'all. We heading into the end of the year. I am so excited, man, about Thanksgiving coming up. Shout out to my Chi-Town family representing y'all. Hey, I'm performing with B. Cole. On the next couple of shows, I'll give y'all all the information, man, but it's going to be good to see all them cats out there in the shot, man. B. Cole, Ballhead, Uncle Rail, you know what I'm saying? Dion Cole, man. A lot of the Chi-Town comedians is out here now, too, man. You know, Zoe, Ariana, a lot of cats moved out here to where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? We West Coast vibing, chilling, doing the dang thing, man, making it happen each and every day. And that's what you got to do with your life, man. This is Trey Love Live, y'all, broadcast. I'm actually doing this show to interview some very good friends of mine, very, very funny comedians. Mr. Zoe Johnson, you've seen him in Walmart commercials, TV shows, all over the place, man. And actually one of the hottest up-and-coming young lady that's in the game right now. I didn't get her on the all-female comedy showcase, but I'm definitely going to get her on the next one with Ramona Stevens, who actually is going to be doing her show at Flappers Comedy Club December 2nd, all-female comedy showcase. It's going down. And also, don't forget, we got Sharon Ant going to be knocking something out April 9th. It's going to be, not April 9th. That's my daddy's birthday, y'all. My mind be on everything but the right thing. But December 9th of 2012, I'm going to be having a couples comedy showcase hosted by Shira and Ant. It's going to be tight, man. They actually came out and performed at Flappers Comedy Club, Claremont, November. Let me see, that was October 21st, a couple weeks ago. Great couple, great vibe. It was hot, man. And also to let you all know, November 4th, 2012, that is the Sunday coming up, we will be celebrating the birthday of one of the hottest promoters, entrepreneurs, businessmen. This guy throws concerts, everything. Mr. Timothy Stansel will be doing his birthday party at my club and at Cypress Comedy Club. And then from there in Claremont, 531 West 1st Street. And then from there, y'all, we headed over to Rapport in Rancho Cucamonga for the after party, 7900 KEWF. That's QAV, y'all. It's going down, Rancho Cucamonga, man. That'll be right after my show. Hey, if you say my name at the door at Rapport, I'm telling you right now, $5 off, yo. I just gave it to you. It's in your face, so you got to do it, baby. Also, want to shout out my boy Jamal JMP Parker for doing his thing, man, making stuff happen. And my main girl, Miss Lakeisha Harris, she might call in today, you know what I'm saying, and show some love, because I know she's hustling, she grinding the way she's supposed to grind. But, you know, Harris Entertainment Promotions is really behind the movement, man. So I'm going to shout Lakeisha out and thank her for all that she's doing to push and promote and to help make this thing happen. And also Mr. RJ, you know what I'm saying, behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying, pushing for us. Last night, man, I did a show. Reza and Matte, man, we had a wonderful time. They also are two of the comedians that will be on this show, so I'm looking forward to having them, man. I just want to share a funny story with y'all real quick. I was on the phone this morning, you know, checking in on people, you know, out there in the world. You know, you got a lot going on. Hurricane Sandy, there are also people that passed away. So I want to say to the people that passed away in Hurricane Sandy out there on the East Coast, from Handsome Life Radio to you, I send my deepest love. This is from Trey Love Live, the Sugar Shack. We're praying for y'all, man. We're praying for the safety of people out there. I mean, it's looking rough, man. You know, I actually lived through Hurricane Andrew down in Miami, as well as I was living down there during the time when Hurricane Katrina hit. So I have a lot of experience with that type of weather and the damage it can cause, man, and the time and the money and the days and just the years. Sometimes you never get over that stuff, man, and it's like people's worlds are ending. So unless you've experienced or been through it, you don't understand it. So, like, for real, man, I'm going to come from the heart on this, man. I just want to say, wishing all those people the best, man. Let's keep them in our prayers, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you hear the day going tomorrow, and God is moving his unchained hand constantly. But I want to talk about a quick story. I called Tina Graham this morning. Those of you who know, that is the godmother of the comedy game, man. Tina Graham is responsible for so many, you know, of our careers, man, you know what I mean, selecting us for different things, you know, talent scout, and she's also pushing real hard to continue to do her own stuff out there in the New York area, so I just want to shout her out, but I just tell y'all a funny story. I called Tina this morning, and I said, you know, I was checking on her, we was vibing, and You know, I say, Tina, how you doing out there? She say, I'm good. Shoot, as soon as I heard Hurricane Baby, I hauled ass. I thought I was going to die laughing, y'all. I spit out my oatmeal. I'm sitting there eating, talking to Tina Graham, man. She was like, I hauled, but I don't know what you're talking about. Tina was like, look, and I'm going to tell you something. Y'all, let's make sure we take word from what Tina said. If you know danger coming, don't sit there and be stupid and say, oh, I got to see this, or I'm going to test this. No. You get away from it, and make sure that you keep safe out there, y'all. You know what I'm saying? All my people in New York, to Monica Hughes, who's actually a big, big help and catalyst in my life. Me and her supposed to talk today, too, so shout out to you, Monica. As soon as I get off this radio, I'm going to deal with you because, you know, we got things we got to do. So I want to say, too, get my folks out because, you know, I'm going to rock you, and then from there, we're going to have my special guest, Miss Kim Median, on, and then at the top of the half hour, 3:30, we're supposed to have Mr. Zoe Johnson on the line. You know, he Hollywood now, so we'll see if he got time to talk to us. But let me go on and get these pokes out the way so we can have a little fun on Handsome Life Radio. Chevette, you get poked, baby. Micheline, how you doing, honey? Shanice, oh, yeah, and remember this, ladies. I will say your first name, not your last, because I don't want to get you in no trouble. You know what I'm saying? So pokes are private, you dig? Lakeisha, what's up, darling? Gloria, how you doing? Gadis, how you doing, Miss Jones? Sonya, how you doing, darling? Tamala, I'm coming to Chicago. Di, how you doing, baby? Sherry, Nisha, Faustina, Tiffany, Angelica, Radiant Cat, Nikki, Shannon, Penny, Janika, Elke, Alexandra, Portia, Kim, Kia, Vanessa, Simone, and Tabisha. Yo, check it out, man. Y'all don't even realize, man. This poking, yo, that's my thing, man. To get it on, to get it off. All right, so ladies, now that you've been poked, this is Trey Love. You about to get rocked.
L.A., Vegas Connect, baby.
Y'all better pay attention, baby. It's the LA Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gonna rock.
hit worse entertainment.
I'm a rock.
Gilroy. Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm a rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Take it home, baby.
Hey, yo, that was I'm a Rock Her by none other than your boy, Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy. Yeah, hey, I'm doing big things, man. There's singles out there cracking, man, performing it live, man, rave reviews. You understand what I'm saying? It's selling like hotcakes, man. And y'all make sure if you see me live, I get your copy. And it's coming soon, the CD, baby. I'm getting all the logistics worked out, y'all, you know, on the financial side. But, you know, God is in the blessing business. You know what I'm saying? Your boy got his own label, his own thing. It's Trey Loveism. Everything is going to be under, man. So, you know what I'm saying? That mean all that bread come to me, baby. I'm pimping this thing like Master P. You understand what I'm saying? I'm doing it out the trunk, baby. Just like I'm doing this hot comedy show, I'm getting them hot fire comedians, you know what I'm saying, that some of y'all heard of and some of y'all ain't. But I'm going to tell you something. I got one on the line right now. She finna chop it up with y'all, and we finna find out what's going on in her world. Welcome to Handsome Life Radio, Miss Kim Median. What's up with you, girl? How you doing today?
Hey, baby. How you doing? I am doing great.
Good, good. High, mighty, blessed. Glad to have you on the line, you know what I'm saying? Been trying to get in touch with you, you know what I'm saying? You running from the feds or something? What's going on with you?
I'm just trying to keep busy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know you was relocating recently and everything. How'd the move go? You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to step into your personal life. How's that going for you?
Oh, this move was hell. I think I'm a little bit too old for this mess.
Hey, you know, I ain't trying to be funny or nothing. I love all races, and before I play this, I'm going to put the disclosure out. But, you know, why you ain't hire you a couple of the Mexicans? You know what I'm saying? I heard the Mexicans get it in and get it out, you know what I'm saying, from what I heard.
Honey, who do you think knows me? They had me in and out. I was like, hi.
Oh, them the ones. Oh, so you did have the Mexicans do it.
Oh, sure did, and they were good. Great price and everything.
Room in,
scout set up and stuff and everything.
Okay, see, check this out. Now, I got a question. You know, it's funny we bring up the Mexicans, because I love all people. I see all people the same. But, you know, people are kind of joking, saying the Mexicans is the new age, you know what I'm saying, slaves. What you think of that?
You know, I think, you know, with each race, everybody needs, you know, to come up. No one needs, you know, to stay oppressed. You know, by other races, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, it's just, I'm not knocking them, you know, and I hear a lot of people say, well, you know, they're taking out of jobs and stuff. You know, but at one time we were taking out of jobs, you know what I'm saying? But we just got to keep doing what we're doing for our people and keep making jobs, creating jobs and opening doors, you know, for everybody, you know, because
well, that's what
it's
I'm
just,
talking
look,
about.
You know, it's just one race that I'm kind of pissed off. That they're kind of stuck where they're at are, you know, the Indians. You know, why are they still on a reservation in 2012? You know what I'm saying?
Hello. Hello.
You know, so, you know, it's time for everybody, you know, to come up, you know. But the thing is about the Hispanic people, the Latin communities, you know, however they want to, you know, call themselves, trying to be politically correct and all. But it just seems like the other ways just don't want them here. You know,
right.
They just trying to shut down the borders any kind of way you're trying to get here. They were like, we don't want y'all here. Now, the other ones, okay, we're going to deal with. But they are trying whatever they can to get them out because I think they're afraid of them.
I hear you on that. All right, I see we got my homegirl, Keisha, on the line. We're going to stay on the mic with me, but give me a second because I think I got my promoter on the line. Keisha, that's you?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, everybody. Look, welcome to Handsome Life Radio. This is Lakeisha Harris, CEO, promoter, you know what I'm saying, pusher, grinder for Harris Entertainment Promotions. Keisha, how you doing today, Mama?
Hello, I'm doing good. On my lunch break right now. Decided to check in with you guys and see what was going on.
I appreciate you. Well, I got one of the comedians that's going to be in the building, Miss Comedian, on the line. We over here arguing about these Mexicans before we even get started. And like I said, before I even continue,
Mexican.
Disclosure, I love Mexicans. I ain't got nothing against them. But the way I hear it right now, the Mexicans is new slaves. And Negroes, we better mount up because the Mexicans doing their thing. What you think about that, Keisha?
Hey, they're willing to do what we think we're too good to do.
Hello.
I can't be mad at nobody.
No, you can't.
I can't be mad. They're out there willing to work and grind and take care of their family and do whatever it takes because their situation is much different. They got a lot to be thankful for when they are here in this country, things that we've taken for granted, and we shouldn't take anything for granted, really.
We sure shouldn't, and especially with all the things going on, people need to realize and recognize it's 2012, man. I mean, these hurricanes, Sandy out there, weighing New York out and stuff, you know what I'm talking to people out there? It's crazy out there, man. So I'm going to tell you, while I'm thinking about getting out there flat out volunteering, but enough of that right now. I only got Keisha for a minute. Keisha, what I want you to do is shout out Timothy Stansel and tell everybody what's going on this weekend at Flappers, man, so we can have dinner, and then from there hit the after party at Rapport.
Oh, definitely. Flappers and Claremont. That is, man, plush, sexy, live place that you can come to, listen to some comedy, bring your girl, bring your dude, girls' night out, guys' night out. You know, the show is from, 7 p.m. to 8:30, 9 o'clock. You know, and enough time for you to get in some comedy, eat some real, real good food, and have some cocktails before you get ready to go out and have the after party at Rapport with Tim Stansel and Cheeks Entertainment. J&P and Polo are in the house as well. It's a really good time, a really, really good time. We got some real good comedians on the set, and, man, every single week is popping. Every week it's popping.
And then Keisha, tell them, we got somebody big coming. I just want to let y'all know, Keisha over there working, man. These comedians is hitting her. We looking at having some heavy hitters coming soon, like Mr. Honest John, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
got a laugh
man.
Mark, all that crew. Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. I love Honest John.
I love Honest John.
Man, Honest John going to be coming through, y'all. It's going to be some big things going over there, man. And like I say, man, and Keisha, what I want you to do, I know Kim has seen me perform, but Keisha, tell him how I lay it down on that stage. I love it. I know everybody. Hey, when I say tell him I lay it down on that stage, I heard that chuckle. Yeah. All right. Then enough said. When I get the mic, hey, I'm being gentle right now, y'all. When I get that microphone, it ain't not nice, raw, real, uncut. Try to keep it as clean as possible. But at the same time, if I got something to say, I'm going to say it. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say something real quick. This man get on the mic for about 2 seconds at Rapport. 2 seconds before they say, hey, this is a family club. We're going to have to, just do something else. Okay. He got off the stage. People was like, okay, but where are he going to be at? He was funny. I said, what did he say? Didn't get the opportunity to say nothing. He was funny. Man, he was getting ready to rip it up.
They saw me getting ready to rip it, and
I got up there
because they. And the thing is, one thing that people know is it ain't a shy bone in my body. If it's a microphone and it's a crowd of people, I don't care where I'm at. I could be in the corporate suite, in the streets. It don't matter if I'm at the White House or at the crack house. If I got a microphone and it's some people, we gonna have a conversation, and I'm gonna talk about some things, and I'm gonna put it in my perspective, which is naturally funny because I've been doing stand-up 15 years, and people are like, dang, you've been doing it that long? The thing is, this is my calling. When I hit the stage, I know what I'm supposed to do. I didn't know that I couldn't cuss because I saw a crowd of adults in front of me, so I got up there, what's up, motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? I went to get started, you know what I mean, to do my thing, and they was like, oh, no, get him off. But then you got all these people that were there that could feel that comedic energy, could feel that vibe. And also, I want to shout out Barry Wallace, too. If you checked on it, Keisha, I burst him up at the Improv the other night.
Man, I didn't even know you were going to be there. I would have had to rearrange some plans.
No, it was a last-minute thing. It was a last-minute thing. Actually, I want to shout out Jamal for that because Jamal hit Barry and was like, yo, y'all need to put Trey on over there. So shout out to him. Shout out to my boy Grady, too. And Tim was in the building. RJ was in the building. Jamal and them got to see me. And he said, man, I definitely got to come check you out at Flappers on Sunday. He said, because me and my girl really, really enjoyed what you put down up there. So I just want everybody to know, man, I'm dedicated to the craft. I'm dedicated to the ones who dedicated to me. We're building from the ground, and I'm looking forward to having so much more success over there at Flappers, man. And I can't do it without the likes of Harris Entertainment Promotions. You know what I'm saying? Timothy stands with JMP, RJ, man, all y'all in the IE for backing me up. And I just want to send love to all y'all right now. You know what I'm saying, Keisha?
Yeah, but thank you very much. And we do have people in the background. You know, people do work together. Regardless of what people think about our people, we don't work together. We do work together.
Well,
we really do.
Too.
So there are a lot of people, in the background that's, pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a single parent. I work full time. I don't be doing all that extras on my, internet marketing and stuff. But people do help.
Right.
Other people do help, especially when they know it's Trey. They know Trey good people. You know, when you got a good reputation and you've always done good business with people in this business, they return that favor. They appreciate that. It's the people that's out there burning bridges just trying to be seen. They don't really really appreciate the business, but they just want their name in life. Those are the ones that people don't want to mess with.
Wow.
Crazy.
And that's what people,
Go ahead. Okay. I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead. Keep talking.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just going to say this real quick, and, you know, I'm going to be quiet. I had a little bit of time to be on the phone, Trey. I came home for this. But,
I appreciate that.
But I've done business with people, okay, that we're doing an event together, so our names are connected on the flyers, are connected in this event, and people will not help me because of that other person. Oh, you doing something with them? Oh, nah, nope.
Wow.
I'm like, but I'm calling you. I'm asking you if you can DJ. I'm asking you if you can MC. No, you're working with that person. I already know how they do. So I have to really watch who I connect myself with. I don't have that problem with Trey. I'm doing business with Trey. Oh, shoot. Oh, yeah, okay. What, you want me to sell some tickets? Yes, I do.
Speaking of which, Keisha, I'm about to talk to the comedy club and get some laugh-ons, and I'm going to put this out there right now. What laugh-ons is, people, is it's usually $10 at the door. But if you go online within a certain amount of time, you can go online and purchase your ticket to this show, and it's going to be a fire show. Comedian's going to be in the building. Zoe's going to be in the building. Reason's going to be in the building. And we're going to have one of my favorite comedians, one of the hottest up-and-coming comedians in the game, Comedian Matte. And it's going to be hosted by none other than myself. I'm serious. Y'all need to go online. You can get your tickets, I'm telling you, for $5. You can get them for $5. As soon as we get off the phone, I'm going to go ahead and call the club and tell them to put the laugh-ons up. I'm going to share it to my page. Man, y'all make sure y'all get these tickets because I'm going to tell you, y'all know how they roll. They're going to only put this special up today and tomorrow. Then the special is going to be down, and you're going to have to pay the $10 at the door. Or if you need two-for-ones, you're going to have to get that from myself or Keisha. Keisha, what's the number you want to put out for them to call you just in case they need tickets?
Oh, yeah, anybody can call me on my business line, 951-206-1736, the number that you have. Anybody can call that number.
Give me that number one more time because I got to start putting that on the flyers.
951-206-1736.
1736.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, hey, I'm just letting everybody know it's going down. It's going to be a hot show. We're going to have a bunch of the IE in the building. It's going to be a birthday party for Mr. Timothy Stanzel, who's doing big things. Don't he got report, man? He got my man Howard Hewitt coming to report November 11th. That's next week, and I'm doing
that's
my veteran
right.
show that day.
So, you know, that's a sit-down dinner, okay? That's
right.
A sit-down dinner. It's going to do it a little bit different than how it was done last time. Now,
mm-hmm.
I was done last time, you know, you can get the pre-sale tickets and you can also pay a little more at the door, but we're not going to do it like that. It's going to be the $30 to $40, and that comes with your, you know, your dinner and a table. So that way people know they can sit down, have a seat, because it was full beyond capacity last time.
Man, at John B., we was standing room only, remember?
Yeah. You did not get your table reserved. You were standing. And if you had a place to stand, just stand there. Because as soon as you stepped to the side, you were going to lose your standing spot. So now he's gotten it a little bit better to where, you know, it'll be a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more intimate, and people don't have to feel crowded. You know, it's a little bit more, but, you know, you got your dinner and your drinks and you can sit.
And that's what it's all about, man. And I just want to say to everybody that says I have a good rep, I'm only human, man, and I've made some mistakes. But it's one thing that I know how to do and I believe in doing. I believe in repairing, especially friendships, business partnerships that can take you to the next level. And one thing I try to do and I've done throughout the game that, you know, Keisha and I have been in together, actually met working with other promoters and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I do the best I can to keep what's important because your name, your word, that's
mm-hmm.
worth any more than any amount of money, the value of that. You know, I try to be an upstanding citizen, upstanding father. And, I mean, the thing is, I go through so much stuff, man. People, you know, they want to try to hate and this and that, but I can't allow them to pull me down to the level because, Keisha, where we going and what Harris Entertainment Promotions is going to do along with Trey Loveism, we taking this thing to the top. We going, I mean, even the numbers on this podcast are ridiculous. You know, the shows I'm doing now, I'm talking, first of all, my listenership is in the thousands, but then I'm looking a week later, 5,000 people done downloaded my show. You know what I mean? And that's when you move, and that's when it's like, I don't know who where this is coming from, but one thing I know, I've been doing this for 2 years, this podcast for 2 years, and I keep putting it out. I keep putting out, just like with Flappers, we keep doing them shows. We keep doing them shows. Before you know it, man, it's going to be standing room only at these comedy shows. And then from there, I've already talked to Timothy Stansel, man. We working it out from the right from the comedy club. You can go right over to the after party, man, and it's going to be every week, man. We're going to do it live like that.
Every week.
You got any more shout-outs before you go? Because I know you got to get back to work, and I want to go on a comedian and get a little more time in, you know what I'm saying, so the people can vibe off her and we can get to know her a little bit better.
Not any more shout-outs. I just want to make sure that, you know, you understand, just like everybody else understand, that, you know, people going to hate, but can nobody get in the middle of what God is going to have for you. If the Lord got it for you, then it's going to be. Ain't nobody do nothing about it. They can hate. Yeah. They can not like it. They can be jealous of it. They can try to clamp onto your tail and get a little something of it. But whatever God has for you is what you're going to have, regardless.
Well, man, I appreciate that. And thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your help, so much for your support. And I'm going to say to the fellas, y'all better come out there. Boy, I don't know if y'all heard, but Kiki fine.
He's crazy.
I'm going to throw a picture of y'all. Keisha, cute. So to all my ladies, I know y'all coming to see me. That's why we comboing like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a handsome life on. Keisha getting a pretty girl life on. You know what I'm saying? So y'all need to make sure y'all come check us out. Use your
man, we already got problems. I don't know what you're trying to do. We got problems already. Hook me up with your brother. Is he single, girl?
tell him, you know, I'm available for bar mitzvahs, divorce parties, you know. Hey, I'm one night only, and I'm telling you, I'm a bookable act. So if they want to book me.
I'm not sure, but he'll be at Flappers.
Right. Come and fucking holler at me. You know what I'm saying?
You need a ticket. All
right,
y'all have a good afternoon. Let me get back to taking care of these patients, and I will see y'all soon on Sunday.
Thank you so much for your time. Keep up the good work. All right, darling.
All right, bye-bye.
Later. All right, y'all, that was Keisha, you know what I'm saying, calling in, showing love. We're going to get back to the hottest comedian in the game, you know what I'm saying, actually a special, special guest of mine this week, performing live at Flappers Comedy Club, 532 West 1st Street, Miss Comedian. Girl, what's going on? I know what you still got a Mexican rubbing your feet or something? What's happening over there?
Oh, no, I'm fine now. I had to, you know, good evening with
your smile. Hey, so, comedian, let's talk real quick because I want to go ahead and get a vibe with you. Tell my listeners, first of all, like, when did you get the bug and kind of know, like, dang, I'm a comedian. This is something I could do.
You know, I really am more of a situational comic, and you know, at work and talking about people and tripping about stuff at work. And one day, this girl, a little white girl, I was just being me myself, and I was just talking about one of my coworkers, and it tickled her so sudden she had hit her head on the desk, and she had a red forehead. And I was like, was that funny? You know, and they just kept on laughing and stuff. You know, when I'm out and about, you know, something happened in front of me, I'm going to roll with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I was like, I feel like I have something. You know what I'm saying? So I went and took me some classes, you know, at Ontario Improv. Was my first stage that I did, performed in front of 300 people. And when I walked on that stage and walked off, I said, this is me, this is what I want to do, and I've just been doing it ever since. I love it.
All right, one more question, because that's a great story, and I love talking to my comedians because I get right. Having done this for so many years of my life, I really, really love the stories of how a lot of us started because it's so magnificent. And I'm going to just say this. I'm going to put it out there to any person that thinks they're funny and like, dang, I'm a comedian, maybe I could do this. Me and at 15 years in the game, BET's Comedy View, Comedy Central, films, commercials, you understand what I'm saying? All of the credits that I have, you know, under me, I'm going to say this flat out. I took a class at the American Comedy Institute. My first time on stage was at Caroline's Comedy Club in New York, and that's where April 12th, 1997. That's the day I realized, wait a minute, I got something here. Got on stage and flipped them. So it's like I love hearing the story because I can share so much of relation to that. Now, here's my question, too. How did you come up with the name Comedian? It's actually very original. And listen to how it sounds. It's It's Kim Median. Spell it for the people and tell everybody how you came up with that name.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you how it was spelled. Get your pens out so you can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. It's K-Y-M-E-D-I-E-N-N-E. So that's how you spell Kim Median. Now, when I was coming into the game, I was telling my best friend, which is Takeko, she's a school teacher. And I was telling her I need to have, you know, a special name because my name is Kim. And there's so many Kims out there. You know, and I don't want nobody to be mixed up with anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so she was playing around, you know, with the word, you know, comedian. And so that's how the name came up. And then she spelled it, you know, for the female version because it's the female version.
Here's some advice from me to you, darling. I think you should brand incorporate that name because it is fly, it's smooth, it fits you, and it is original. And I'm going to just say this. I got to see you live. I was with my girl, Cheru. I love Cheru. Shout out to Cheru, too, man.
Oh,
Cheru,
yes.
I got to do some.
Yes, shout out to her. And that was our first time, you know, that me and you met on stage.
Right. I remember that. Yeah. I remember that because we did that show with Cheru, man, and she's just, you know, a hot commodity. I see we got my other comedian on the line, Mr. Hollywood himself. This is going to be one of the comedians that are on with you. Let me just get this bruh a shot, just tell y'all a little bit about him. First of all, I'm representing Chi-Town. He represents Chi-Town. I took my dream in my hand, grabbed it up, and came out here, and he did the same, man. The brother is doing some major things, man, commercials, films, man, one of the funniest comedians in the game, and just an all-out hustler, man. I want to welcome my friend and yours to Handsome Life Radio, Mr. Zoe Johnson. Zoe, how you feeling, baby?
Man, I'm great, Trey, man. I really appreciate, you know, calling into your show, man. You doing big things as well, brother. That's how Chi-Town dudes do. We make it happen, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
it started
in
grammar school.
Exactly, for real. We was getting candy, y'all. We was selling sugar to them girls. You hear me?
It church.
You know what I'm talking about. We was selling sugar. What, you want some candy, baby? That's going to be fantastic.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm talking sugar daddy, cherry change, you know, lemon heads. Trey had it, baby, you know. And then if they was real good, so I'd give them a kiss. You know what I'm saying? That's that Chi-Town rep on them, right?
Exactly.
We do
for
all
real. Say, that's how Chi-Town dudes do, man.
Yeah,
like
for
that,
sure.
Man.
I just want to say this, man. You know, we got the show Sunday, man. You came out the last time on the 21st, man, and you slam dunk, man. You backed by popular demand, man. The girls want to see you again, man. The club want to see you again. And I'm just excited to have you back on the show, bro.
Man, it was a fun show, man. You know, the energy is really good. It was a really good crowd, man. I just felt good when I got on the stage, man. I was just welcome as soon as I got on the stage, and I just kind of transformed and did my thing, man. So, you know, it's a God's blessing to make people laugh and feel good, but also you can tell some stories that they can relate with. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is all about relationships. I can't keep one. You know, I'm afraid of women now. They go through my phone all the time. You know what I'm saying? I can't block them no more. I don't know what women doing right now. It's like they just found out how to get the code all of a sudden. Like, baby, how you get my code? It's messed up at the beginning because you know how women is. Women are very slick. Because at the beginning, you check your voicemail in front of them. They remember that code since the very first time you check your voicemail in front of them. And they don't check it till 3 months later. And that's when they find out the dirt. You're like, baby, why you doing this to me now? You know what I'm saying? So,
and they see what's going to happen is they done fell in love with you. They like, I don't care about that code till they fall in love with you. Oh, let me check on this.
Exactly.
They be like, let me ask you, so that's how they do. Let me check on this Negro. Because I ain't even gonna lie, man. Me and my lady did just about a year. She did it smooth about a year plus and had the baby. Yo, I'm going to be in love with you. All of a sudden, she done checked the Facebook inbox, the voicemail, the code. She
went
everything. Oh, man. And she went hard on me. She went hard on me. And it gave me that look. Now, what I'm supposed to do now? What I'm supposed to do now? I was like,
exactly.
What? Well, you going to have to be with me now. That's why.
Exactly.
I got you. And you know what? You know how women trap us? I trapped her ass. I'm like, you got the baby now. What?
You can't. What you gonna do? You gonna take the baby?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, yeah.
saying this, but it really is a pimping game. You are invested. Where you going?
Exactly.
You can't go nowhere. You gave me everything.
You can't.
You gave me everything. And I'm going to tell you one thing about this brother, man. This brother is like, man, like, this dude is like an inspiration, man. One time me and Zoe was chopping it up. Because, again, Kim, you on the line, like, and, you know, Keisha hung up, but we was talking about haters, right? And I was telling Zoe about the haters, man. I'll never forget Zoe say I love it. Man, ever since you said that, dog, if something kicked off in me, like, I was like, Cat Williams, I ain't got enough haters yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, Cat's hating. And I'm like, you know what? Let me go 10 times harder. Let me sell out Flappers Comedy Club. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let me put out this DVD. Let me put out this podcast. Let me put out this CD. Let me keep rapping for all them, oh, your style is whack. Well, if I'm whack, why every time I get on stage, the ladies running to the goddamn stage to touch on my mother flipping legs, baby? I might be whack to you, but I ain't whack to your girl. I'm like, Zoe, I love it. I love it.
So pimpericious, man. So pimpericious, brother.
Really, you know what I'm saying? I get it from you, Shatan. We represent.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell everybody right now, 532 West 1st Street, Claremont, California. Make sure y'all come through Sunday night. Hey, and I'm going to tell everybody, get there about 6:30. Get there early, man, because we're going to have the show wrapped up and over by 8:30 because I got an open mic after that. And I'm going to tell you, I'm doing a black show, and I'm going to keep it real. It's in Claremont. So we got to watch everything we doing. So I'm letting everybody know, if you call yourself, oh, well, the show over about 8 or 9, then you get your butt there at 8:45, ain't going to be no show, but I'm going to take your money. I'm taking jokes outside. Me and Zoe, you know what I'm saying? We'll rub you up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
We can do it in the corner, no problem. Yeah.
Yeah, go in the corner and just spit a joke, Zoe hit a joke. You know what I'm saying? Comedian come in and give you a drink, and she lay hers on. Ain't that right, Kim? Kim?
She
right here online. She got us on the line. She Kim Median.
She got kids?
Nah, she ain't got no kids. She just moved. I think that Mexican she had moved, she over there kissing him. Nah, I'm going to mess with her about this. She's supposed to be on the line. But yeah, Zoe, any shout outs and everything? Because we about to wrap the show up in the next 5 to 8 minutes. So any shout outs you want to give, man? Tell anybody anything?
Man, I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody trying to live their dream, man. Live it to the fullest. Love what you do. Don't care what nobody thinks. Put your energy in the right place, and God will bless you, man. I think everything is about thought, man. So once you have the right thought, the right mindset, everything comes your way, man. Just love what you do. Once you love what you do, people see you love what you do, and just keep doing what you do, you know what I'm saying? And don't ask no questions. If you got a vision, go for it, you know what I'm saying? And make it come out, you know what I'm saying? If you got a joke, go for it. Make it come out. Don't judge yourself, and people won't judge you because, you know what I'm saying, as comedians, as artists, we leaders, man. We lead the path. So, you know, we need people just to want to be able to follow us so we tell our stories so they can just go on the journey with us. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's tight to death, man, and big ups to that, man. That's very – man, I think you need to add motivational speaker to your repertoire. Cause, man, you got me ready to get over here and do me about 15 push-ups. Like, right. I get the best advice sometimes, but sometimes I can't get myself no good advice. I'm like, God, man, losing my mind. Somebody call me. Yes, what you need to do, brother, is put it right here and do it right there.
Don't you hate that?
I'm like, oh my God. But what you said, that was a trip. What was so true? You said we leaders, because I'm the same way. I can give people the best advice in the world. Like, this is what I think you should do. They call me 3 months later. Trey, thank you. And I'm still over here collecting food stamps.
Exactly.
And they doing good,
man.
Well, bro, I know you took the time out. I know you took the time out to call, man. Thank you for your time, man. And is there anybody you wanna say anything specific to? Any birthdays, any shouts, anything you wanna get out before you get off, man?
Man, I just wanna say, Mama, I miss you. Grandma, I miss you. And much love to everybody doing their thing, man. And much love to my man Carlos, man. He's going to Chicago. Carlos Cortez, he's a cameraman out here, does big things. His grandma died, man, so I just want to say, yo, keep your head up, Carlos, because he's going to the crib. He's shooting a project tonight that I'm going to, and then he's going to Chicago tonight. So I just want to say, keep your head up, brother, and just know that your grandma's going to always be with you, man.
Well, we got his back over here on Handsome Life Radio. Shout out to Carlos, man. You keep doing big things, man, and rest in peace to your grandmother. And just know that you got prayers from over here, man, and do what you got to do. You know, take care of everything, and then get on back and use her spirit to push you all the way to the top. So, yo, we had a chance, y'all. Real talk. We had a chance to talk to Mr. Zoe Johnson today, one of my good friends, favorite comedians, as well as Kim Median, as well as Keisha. Now, before we go, I got a very special friend of mine on the line, Shaquise. You know, she's a basically just a big supporter
of my career, of this station. We got to let her get a few minutes, and then we're going to take it home. You know what I'm saying? Shaquise, how you doing, darling? Welcome back to Handsome Life Radio.
Hey, Trey. I had to make sure you know I was here. I got my eye on you. I'm very proud of you. You're doing so many big things out there. And even though I don't get a chance to step in and say something, you know my heart is always with you. Congratulations, baby. You're doing a lot. And I'm so proud to see you just flossing your little doofy all over the place.
Nah.
I love it. I really admire that. I admire a proud daddy. Congratulations to you and the family.
Well, I appreciate that, Shaquise. And I'm going to just say it like this, you know. I love my mother. I miss her horribly. But one thing I always remember, when I was 14 years old and I had that record contract in my face and I was a rapper, and I mean, people was on me, you know what I'm saying? I was ready to do my thing, and she wouldn't sign the contract. God rest her soul. But my mother, you know, millionaire at the time, making $10,000 a month in real estate. But I personally, and I've told people, because I was getting ready to make some heavy weight. She making $10,000 a month doing real estate. As a young 14-year-old rapper, and I can show y'all some of the pictures. And if y'all think I'm smooth now, y'all should have seen when I was 14. I was a man-child beast. I would have been the next Will Smith, the next Bow Wow. And straight up, sometimes, like, I really, you know, I got on my mother before she passed, because it's like, you don't want to stop a child from where that, because even look at me now. She wanted me to be a doctor. Yeah, I got a degree of education, but I'm still in the game. I'm a comedian. I'm still rapping. I'm right now doing my own radio show. I do my own comedy show at Claremont. So it's kind of like one of them things, like, you should have let me shine in, because I was going to shine regardless. And the way I feel about it is, looking at my little baby, my seed, my sunshine, my next generation, I'm looking at Beyonce. I'm looking at Janet Jackson. I'm going to invest in this girl, because I know she's going to go big places, do big things. And this song right here, I'm sending out to everybody, especially my man Zoe. I'm so excited about what he just put out there, that energy he put out there, man. And like he said, man, I'm talking to Zoe the other day. I got so motivated, man, when he said, like, the way he loved it. Hey, this song go out to everybody, man. We're going to take it home. So I just want to say this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference. Also, y'all, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you. Tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy has been in Sunday, November 4th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., 532 West 1st Street, Claremont, California. Come out and celebrate the birthday of Timothy Stansel, y'all. Lakeisha Harris, Harris Entertainment Promotions, going to be in the building. RJ's going to be in the building. We got comedians, Kimedian, Zoe, RZA, and my homegirl, Matte. It's going to be a party, y'all. This song dedicated to everybody, man, who see what I'm doing. This is what you got to do. Get your Trey game on. We out of here.
Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey game on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.
To get your Trey game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey. Love a boy, king. Got Gilroy, make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy, satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless, the narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, be stole your girl for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping, in the gym in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.